Cadillac stripped of Sebring podium finish. The 74th 12 Hours of Sebring was marked by controversy after the Wayne Taylor Racing No. 10 Cadillac V-Series R, driven by Ricky Taylor, Will Stevens, and Felipe Albuquerque, was stripped of its podium finish following a post-race technical inspection. The team's initial joy at securing a top three result was short-lived as they were disqualified from the GTP class due to excessive camber in their tires. The number 10 car had initially secured a welcome recovery from their DNF in this year's Rolex 24, where they had struggled with reliability issues. However, the team's performance at Sebring was ultimately marred by a technical infringement that cost them dearly. The disqualification was a harsh reminder of the strict regulations governing endurance racing. In contrast, the number 31 Cadillac Whelen, driven by Jack Aitken, Earl Bamber, and Frederick Vesti, was elevated to the podium after their rivals were penalized. The team's pole position was well-deserved, as they had consistently shown strong pace throughout the race. The number 31 car was often the highest performing of the non-Porsche Penske GTP entries, battling back from contact with the number 6 Porsche 963 to run in third place for much of the race. Their performance was a testament to the team's ability to adapt and overcome adversity. Despite their initial struggles, the two WTR Cadillacs, number 10 and its sister car number 40, managed to sneak into the top 5 in the closing hours of the race. However, they were ultimately unable to capitalize on their strong late-race performance. The number 40 was overtaken by the number 60 Acura ARX06, number 24 BMW M Hybrid V8, and number 93 Acura ARX06 in the final stretch, as the field jostled for position in the closing laps. The result was a frustrating end to what had otherwise been a strong showing by the Cadillac team. Ricardo Pera's early retirement from the race due to his car spinning out of control brought out the final caution of the 12-hour race, adding to the drama and unpredictability of the event. The incident highlighted the risks and challenges faced by drivers in endurance racing. The Sebring result was a significant blow to the Cadillac team, which had been struggling with reliability issues throughout the season. However, it also served as a wake-up call for the team, highlighting the need for greater attention to detail and adherence to regulations. As the 12 hours of Sebring comes to a close, teams are already looking ahead to the next challenge in the GTP class. With several key events on the horizon, including the 24 hours of Le Mans, the stakes will be high for teams looking to secure top spots on the podium.